Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Hey there. Shh, hey, calm down. I promise I'm not going to hurt you. All your questions will be answered. Where are we? My office, of course. Look around you. Medium-sized white room. We're sitting on a very comfy sofa next to a table with a pitcher of water and a glass. Pour some if you like. It's the purest you've ever had. Across from us is a large desk with a computer and a ton of papers all sprawled out on the desk. Sorry about the mess. I tend to multitask. Now then, down to why are we naked? Because that's the most natural state of being. Don't be embarrassed. You're exactly as God made you. You don't have anything I've not seen. Trust me, there's nothing I've not seen. Now, please stop asking so many questions. Just have a little faith for once in your life. Well, just have a little faith, at least. So, as I was trying to say before you interrupted me, down to business. The last thing you remember. You were walking down the street when you saw a woman crossing the street, a pregnant woman, alone, walking much more slowly than everyone else around her. It was nighttime, and the heavens were pouring with rain. You heard a car screeching, driving much too quickly. It was going to hit the woman. So without a second thought, you ran to push the woman out of the way. No, I'm not spying on you. No, I'm not the pregnant woman. Look at my tummy, perfectly flat. I do have a child, but that's a story for another time. No, you don't know me. At least not as well as I'd like. We'll hopefully get around to fixing that later. So, anyway, you got hit by the car, and the next thing you remember is waking up here. So, what's the obvious conclusion? Take your time. I've got all eternity. That's right. Say it. You're dead, yes. No, no, no. Calm down, please. Just calm down. Ahem. I hope I didn't just hear you take the Lord's name in vain. So, are you calm now? Good. So, you're probably wondering what happens next. Well, to answer your next question, yes, this is heaven. Like I said, it's my office. It's where you'll be processed. Well, basically, you and I are going to go over your sins, and I'm going to judge you. You know, decide if you go up or down. Isn't that normally God's job? Well, yes, duh, why do you think I'm here? What, not what you expected God to look like? Well, newsflash, I'm a non-corporeal divine entity. I can look however I want. I chose this form because I wanted you to feel as comfortable as possible. I decided that an old guy with a white beard wouldn't be as comforting as a sexy naked girl with giant tits. I'm your dream girl. Oh, don't be embarrassed. You're supposed to find me attractive. Go ahead. Stare all you want. And don't worry about your erection. It's a perfectly natural process. But anyway, we really do need to get to business. So, like I said, I'm God. You're dead, and so I'm going to pass judgment on you to decide how you'll be spending your afterlife. If I judge that you have lived a virtuous enough life, you will be admitted into heaven, where you will bask in the eternal bliss of my divine love forever and ever, never wanting for anything, knowing nothing but unending pleasure until the end of time. But if not, if I judge you to have lived a sinful life, then you will be cast into the fiery pits of hell, where you will writhe in the eternal agony of my divine wrath forever and ever, spending every second regretting your unholy ways, knowing nothing but unending pain until the end of time. This might be a good time for you to have a glass of water. Or would you prefer some juice? Drink up. It might be the last bit of enjoyment you ever have. Anyway, your life. Let's start with your childhood. Good church-going parents. Oh, how are they? They're fine. Don't worry. Well, they're in floods of tears at the death of their son, but other than that, they're fine. They're praying basically nonstop for you, for me to have mercy on your soul. You've never been one for praying, have you? In fact, you basically hated your mother and father for forcing their religion onto you. As of right now, you've not spoken to them in 5 years, 3 months, 1 week, 4 days, 12 hours, 6 minutes, and 42 seconds. But hey, who's counting? You yelled at them so much. You said you hated them. I guess you could say that you didn't honor thy father and thy mother. They still loved you, though. They've prayed for you every day of your life, asking me to help you see the light. I guess now you finally do. Please save the groveling. The time for repentance has passed. Now then, your teenage years. As I was saying, you and your parents didn't see eye to eye. In fact, you were quite a naughty little boy growing up, weren't you? Hung out with all sorts of bad people. You got into stealing stuff. Shoplifting at first, but then you burgled a few houses, made quite a bit of money out of it. Oh, don't look so surprised. What, you thought I wouldn't know about that? The police never found you, but I'm much more observant than they are. Now, I know you're not particularly religious, but even you should be able to answer this question. So, would you say that God is pro-theft or anti-theft? I'll let you ponder that one while we talk about your adulthood. Like I said, lots of counts of theft. But then you met that woman. What was her name again? Oh, yes, that's it. Nice girl. Not particularly religious, unfortunately, but none of you are perfect after all. She was a very good girl, though. Sweet, loyal, and law-abiding. And she loved you even more than you realized. You loved her too, didn't you? You loved her so much that when she found the things you'd stolen, you decided you couldn't lie to her and confessed. And she, being the loyal girlfriend she was, didn't tell a soul. No one. Instead, she tried to change you. She saw good in you and tried to bring you onto the right side of the law. But you didn't like that, did you? You resented her trying to make you into something you weren't. You tried to ignore it at first, but as time went on, she angered you more and more until, well, I think you know. Yes, that's what you told the court, isn't it? You didn't mean to do it. You wished you hadn't. You saw her parents looking at you with disgust, and then you saw your own parents. They looked so ashamed. That's why you've not spoken to them in so long, because you couldn't bear to face them. Not until you were worthy of their attention. That's what you said to yourself, isn't it? Those 5 years you spent in jail taught you that she'd been right, that you really did need to change. Ah, and you were really trying to, but sadly that was cut short by a drunk driver, wasn't it? Well, I think I've heard enough. Do you have anything to say before I? Is she mad at you? Well, you can ask her yourself if I let you into heaven, of course. If not, well, we can let the eternity of doubt be part of your punishment. So then, it's time. Close your eyes, mortal, and prepare to receive my divine judgment. What? You seem surprised. Were you expecting fire and brimstone? Remember, God forgives. You saw that what you did was wrong, and you actively sought to fix it, if only for those brief weeks. Sacrificing yourself to save that woman and her unborn child clinched it. You may not have realized it, but that child will grow up to be a great leader, helping the lives of many, far more than you harmed in your time. What happens now? Why, eternal bliss, of course. What? I am all loving, so of course that extends to physical love. Surprised to see the Lord thy God kneeling before you? I love you infinitely, more than you can ever comprehend. And it is my will for us to be joined as one, so that I can spend eternity loving you the way I always intended. Oh, did that feel good? The face you just pulled was so adorable. A little more intense than you were expecting? Here in heaven, there's no such thing as pain. There is only my love. My love is pleasure in its purest form, and I'm going to give it to you now. That feel good? Of course it does. I know your cock better than you do. So much better. Oh yeah. That's it. Moan. I love it when you moan my name. That's it. Cry out to the heavens. Don't hold anything back. I mean it. You can come whenever you want. I only want you to feel good, so let it out. Give me your love. That's it. Give it all to me. All of it. All of your love. There we go. All gone. Now, don't you wish you'd accepted God's love a long time ago? What? Where are we? Well, while your brain was in meltdown just then, I took the liberty of moving you to your bedroom. Your new bedroom and your new house. Feel it. You're laid in the most comfortable bed in existence. It's bigger than a king-sized one. It's God-sized. The room itself is huge, decorated for a king, you could say. But it's not. It's decorated for you. I made this house just for you, exactly to your liking. Everything you could ever want is here. But there will be time to look around later. For now, I think it's time we consummated our love. Oh, what happened to no sex before marriage? My love, what you and I share goes far beyond marriage. And besides, this is heaven. The only rule here is that you are to have the time of your life, if you'll pardon the pun. And I'm pretty sure that sex is a thing humans are rather fond of. I should know. I invented it. Own the trademark. I get royalty checks from Pornhub once a month. That was a joke. God has a sense of humor, too, you know. Anyway, shall we get to it? Let me just get on my hands and knees. Like my ass? Get a good look at it. Like I said, this body is divinely crafted to be your perfect woman. And of course, the perfect woman has the perfect ass. But right now, it's my dripping wet pussy I want you inside. Come on. I know you like dominating women. Makes you feel like a big man. Well, what could feel better than dominating God herself? There we go. Get on your knees. Oh. Oh, naughty boy, slapping my ass like that. What's that? Remember rule one? Oh, definitely. But right now I want you inside me. And you wouldn't want to disobey God, now would you? My will be done. Oh my me. Oh me, fuck me right now. That's it. Give it to me. Ugh, do you feel it? My pussy's molded perfectly for your cock. This pussy is just for you to make you feel as good as possible. Ugh. Ugh, and for me, nothing is impossible. Oh, yes. Oh, give it to me. Spank me. Pull my hair. Ah! Oh, yes. Punish me. I've been so bad. So very, very bad. Oh, my me. I can't take it. Your cock is so great. I'm gonna come, and so are you. Oh me. Baby, come inside me. Come with me. Come now. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Fill me up, baby. Give me all of it. All your wonderful cum. Oh, that's it. Keep coming. Don't stop coming. Feel my love, all of it. That's it. Keep on orgasming. It's not stopping. I want you to keep feeling it. Keep on feeling it. Keep coming. All right, baby. You can stop now. Feel the orgasm receding. Feel your cock calming down. It's still feeling amazing. Was that good? Don't bother answering. I can tell you can barely think right now, let alone speak. Let me just pull the covers over us. There we go. Now let me hold you in my arms like you're my little baby. There. All comfy. That was wonderful. I love you, really, and I know you love me too. What you experienced just now was just a tiny fraction of what my infinite power can give you. Didn't want to start you off too strong, after all. Though you may have transcended your corporeal body, your mind is still human, and I didn't want to break it. What I can promise you, though, is that from now on you will never experience sadness again. Every day will be better than the last, and this pleasure will last forever. You're tired, I know. Don't worry, you just drift off to sleep. I'll be here when you wake up, and I'll show you around the place. I know you'll love it almost as much as I love you.